This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. Nibbling on
sponge cake. Help me welcome to the program author and safety expert Thomas Kane. His new book is Protect Yourself at College, Smart Choices, Safe Results. Tom, welcome to the program.
Coy, thanks for having me on. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. Now, this is an important topic here in Charlottesville with the University of Virginia here. We also have Piedmont Virginia Community College, two big colleges right here in Charlottesville. A lot of folks are interested in this topic, but this is, an international subject, keeping young people safe when they go away to school. Before we start talking about some of the key problems and some of your recommended safety tips, give us a Tom Kane 101, a little bit about your background and how you came to this this work.
Well, as you read in the book, I sent you a few books about a month or so ago, and you may or may not have read that in the intro, but I am a news junkie. When I was on the air as a radio news anchor here in Pittsburgh many years ago, I would certainly get a hold of the wire service and have news stories throughout the country. And also being involved in safety issues as a former ambulance driver when I was a teenager and then an EMT and those type of things. But as I was getting the information off the wire services, it seemed as though every day, and even if I was reading it here in Pittsburgh, every day I would log on the internet or read the evening newspaper or watch the evening news, there was a story of a college student who was either seriously injured or in some cases, a lot of cases, killed. And I began to just kind of look into this. It was my second book. I was kind of just kind of investigating some basic information on the topic and wanted to look at some stats and had no idea that it would turn into a book. But months into this, about 4 or 5 months after I began, I had a binder about 4 or 5 inches thick of incidents and information. Began then to start calling some folks I knew in the public safety arena on different college campuses, some police chiefs I knew, and one thing led to another, Coy, and next thing you know, I literally had about a 10 or 12 inch thick binder on different topics. Realized pretty fast that there was not a lot of information out there and began to formulate a manuscript on Protect Yourself at College, and that's was the title of the book, the working title, and it fits. And I actually started breaking this down, Coy, to what happens to students. How do they get themselves in danger in the first place? They do without even realizing they're doing it.
Give us some examples of how kids, because we're talking about, you know, by and large, smart young people. They wouldn't be there in the first place if they, you know, by and large, weren't smart and didn't have a sense of self and didn't have some basic understanding of safety. But some of these very, very smart young people can do very, very stupid things and get themselves into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Let me give it to you in a nutshell. And a lot of adults, my mother, my 75-year-old mother read this book and said, I had no idea that I was being so dumb when she's going to the grocery store and doing things that she does. But let me give you the very general overview of what happens with students. They get on the college campus, especially incoming freshmen, because, you know, they're on their own for the first time, which by and large, 95% of all students who go off to college, for by and large, it's the first time they've been away from home for any appreciable period of time. So they get on campus. They are trying to break that mold from mom and dad. They don't really have a great deal of real-world experiences. So when they go to a party, if they're going to, say, an off-campus party, and listen, kids may drink in high school. I know a lot of them did. A lot of them still do. But they may have never been to a party where there's 10 kegs of beer lined up and someone's doing a beer bong and another kid has a bag of dope sitting around. And those are the type of parties, those atmospheres, those incidences where they get themselves in trouble. In a dorm room, for example, they get on college campuses with the, I mentioned in the book, with the tree-lined streets and the cute boutiques, students tend to put their guard down. They let their guard down. That is, by and large, where most problems happen. They leave their dorm room door open. They get their computer swiped. They get their laptop or their iPod swiped. So it's just things they're not even thinking about. They think a college campus is safe and inherently safe, and they walk around. They don't even realize the potential danger that is really encompassing them and around them. And those are things that students need to be aware of.
We're talking with Tom Kane. His new book is Protect Yourself at College: Smart Choices, Safe Results. You can learn more online at collegesafetyzone.com, and we will be giving away a copy of this book at the end of the interview in just a few minutes. Tom, do you think college campuses have gotten more dangerous, or because of, you know, efforts like yours and public safety folks, that they've gotten safer? I'm reminded of the back in the 70s when women were admitted to the University of Virginia here in Charlottesville, to the College of Arts and Sciences. There was a string of rapes in Charlottesville, and among college students, Charlottesville was referred to quite openly as Rape City.
Yeah, you know, to answer your question, yes, I do think they have gotten safer. But here's the thing, Coy. You know, just because they have gotten safer, you know, I mentioned in the book that roughly right now between, and this is, these are numbers that are a fact, colleges don't like to talk about it, between 5 and 8% of every college student, male or female, will be victimized by the time they're through their 4 years. When they enter college in a freshman till they graduate, they will be victimized. And it depends on what level of victimization we're talking about. But here's the thing. Most colleges don't talk about it. Most students, a lot of them, if they're victimized or a sexual assault, they think, hey, I handled it. I'm not telling mom and dad. I'm not calling the police. I want it to go away. If they had a car accident, if they got drunk, if something happened to them where they're hurt, they don't even like to talk about it. But the fact is that you know, you have a decent chance of becoming a victim on a college campus. Here's another very important piece of information. You know, you're in Charlottesville, Virginia. 98%, or I should say 95% of all college crime is not someone coming in from, say, Lake Anna or Rockingham or some other area. You know, they're not coming into Charlottesville to commit a crime. Actually, the actual statistics are 80 and 85% of all college crime, Coy, is student against student. So what students don't realize, it's the guy on the first floor that's committing the robbery on the third floor of the dorm. And students tend to forget about that. It's mainly student on student. People aren't coming from Madison or from the surrounding area to commit crimes on campus. They are on campus.
We're talking with Tom Kane. The book is Protect Yourself at College. We'll be giving away a free copy here in just a few minutes. Tom, as the father of a 7-year-old, a beautiful little girl, I can tell you one of the things that really bothers me in America is we tell our daughters, this is a new world. You can do anything you want to do. You are strong. You are smart. You are talented. Go out there in the world and be somebody. Do whatever you want to do. Don't let anything stand in your way. And then get to college and we're like, oh yeah, and by the way, don't walk around by yourself. Find a guy to walk with you.
Yeah.
And we start pulling back from that and saying, be careful. You're a woman. You're more vulnerable. But it's a fact that, you know, that the women are really vulnerable, and they shouldn't be walking around by themselves at night on a college campus.
No, they shouldn't be. And listen, my 7-year-old is now 16-year-old, so I have a 16-year-old daughter here in Pittsburgh who is a junior in high school, who's very pretty, who's very active, who is a great student, and yet I worry every time she goes out the door, and I think it's a natural parental instinct. But here's the thing. Guys are equally as become victim as girls do, and they don't realize it. You know what? It's the mechanism of students putting themselves in danger. And let me give an example. You know, if you're into a bar, you're in a nightclub, whether you're 21 years old or not, and I tell this to parents, and all of them will start shaking their heads. I would venture to say that 98% of the people walking into a nightclub in your town or a pretty popular bar on campus, they're dancing, they're having a good time, has no clue where the exits are. Now, is that a panic situation? No. But if a fight breaks out or a fire breaks out, you damn well better know where you're going or you're going to be in a world of hurt if you don't. And it's little things like that. You know, I tell students, Coy, you know, you don't need to become the safety expert or the safety geek on campus, but you do have a responsibility to understand how to get out of a situation. Meaning, I interviewed hundreds of students, Coy, literally on college campuses here in the Pittsburgh area. And, you know, from Carnegie Mellon, the University of Pittsburgh, Chatham College, these are outstanding colleges in this area and nationally. You know, all of them could not one person could tell me how many doors it is from their dorm room to the stairwell in their residence hall. They guessed. They took a couple good guesses. but nobody could really tell me specifically how many doors it was down to the exit stairs. So when there's a fire in your dorm, and 1,700 fires, 1,700 happen every year on college campuses, basic information. They need to understand this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom, before we let you go, share with us perhaps one or two other safety tips that really resonate with students today, you think?
Well, you know, number one, is it's kind of couching up what we're saying, Coy. Number one, they need to be aware of their surroundings at all time, whether they're walking on campus, heading to the library in the evening, or attending an off-campus party or a football game. You know, always have an awareness of the people and the exits in your surroundings. Number two, we talked about not being lulled into that false sense of security, because it you know, 80 to 85% of the time, it's going to be a student who is victimizing you. And third, very, very important, is we talk about alcohol. The number one problem for students across in colleges is the alcohol use and the effects of alcohol. If you choose to drink alcohol or hang out with your friends, the odds of being victimized increase substantially. I also want to tell students, you know, sooner or later they're going to see someone drunk and passed out, Coy. Look, you don't need to be an EMT or a paramedic. Take that student, roll him or her on his side, because if they vomit, they will not aspirate and choke on their vomit, and they will die. And finally, listen, you know, a very quick safety tip. Secure your personal property. And when you're on the Internet, you know, with Facebook and MySpace and badjocks.com, be very, very cautious, because you're going to school to get that education, and people will search out Facebook, and prospective employers are there to search out Facebook to find out about your habits, drinking being one of them.
Thomas Kane, the new book is Protect Yourself at College, Smart Choices, Safe Results. Learn more online at collegesafetyzone.com. Tom, thanks for joining us. Great book.
Coy, thanks very much. I appreciate you having me on.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.